That's Trump. He's the blood you cough up that makes you go to the doctor.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk with returning guest Nate Gerber about the rise of the alt-right, or, as we like to call them, fucking Nazis.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Molly Glover.
Fuck Nazis.
Fuck. Well, I mean, not actually fuck Nazis, because that would allow them to...
No.
Tell them Nazis.
Maybe like a comma, like, fuck Nazis.
And we are joined by our guest, returning guest, good friend Nathan Gerber. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nathan joins us today to talk about the topic that we have on the table is the rise of the alt-right. And I think it's important that when we say alt-right, what we are talking about is white supremacists.
Fuck faces.
Or
white nationalists.
White nationalists.
Yeah. Fuck, comma, Nazis.
Yeah. Fuck, comma, Nazis. Racist Nazis. Like, regular Nazis were racist against black people too, but they didn't really have so much to deal with that in Germany in the 30s, so...
Right.
But they also hate black people. Don't get it twisted.
Sometimes also they refer to themselves as, we're not racist, we're ethnocentric.
Mm.
Ah, ethnocentric. Mm. So,
it's not that we hate everyone else, we just like us more.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So what
and
we
other
have,
things Nazis say.
What we have in the terms alt-right and ethnocentric are, in my opinion, sanitized words meant to make it sound like what they think is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which they've actually been working on for many years. This has been where the movement has been turning for... over a decade.
Yeah.
Well over a decade. Not shaving your head. Mm-hmm. Not getting the tattoos. Getting good jobs. Getting into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming lawyers, doctors, all of that thing. They don't get arrested. Be successful.
Infiltrate.
Yeah.
And then it looks like it's okay.
Yeah. Normalize it, really. Mm-hmm. Normalize it is what
because
it is.
If your doctor is alt-right, then alt-right, then smart people are alt-right.
Well, and so I think that, a big upsurge we were seeing in this is because of visibility and not so much because it's just like with autism. Autism isn't happening more often. Autism is getting diagnosed correctly more often. That's the difference. There aren't more white supremacists than there were before. They're just all speaking out about it and being completely feeling free to talk about it at work and shit like that because now it's a thing that famous people are. You know,
well, in the past,
other than Hitler,
kind of along with what Nate was saying, in the last 5 or 10 years, there has been a kind of angry white dude online presence that hasn't necessarily been overtly concerned with race, but the its members are by and large angry white dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like Gamergate. And some of the activity on 4chan.
Those were Pepe the Frog dudes.
And the overlap with this white nationalism, I don't want to say rise, but like...
normalization?
Normalization, or just the amount of attention they're getting.
Can we say that they came out of the closet? Because I really want to say they came out of the closet.
They did. They came right out of the closet.
After Trump, the racists came out of the closet.
Yeah.
They were there. It's just that now they're... open about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They feel empowered.
Right.
They feel like if the entire country can be convinced to vote for a man who is openly racist, that it's okay to be openly racist.
And,
and
who's surprised they think that? I mean...
And I want to take a moment there to say I'm not blaming all people who voted for Trump. Not all people... voting for Trump, we're voting because he's a racist and because they're racist. People are single-issue voters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say I'm almost one of them because anyone who's like anti-abortion, I'm not going to vote for you.
Well, I agree. I've often said I'm not a single issue voter, but I am a. There are three or four issues that really fucking matter to me because they deal with what I consider to be human rights. Yeah. So.
And the opposite of Hillary Clinton, pro-choice, was Donald Trump, pro-life.
Yeah.
So people who are single issue voting voted Trump.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Not all of you supported racism.
Well, they supported racism. Yes, they just didn't. Yeah, that's the difference.
So, and I think it's important to note, just for terms and definitions' sake, that racism is systemic. You can contribute to racism without being prejudiced yourself.
Right.
Anyone who's supporting the entrenched power structure that enables white people to keep non-white people or any other minorities at a disadvantage is racist. So whether or not an individual voter is prejudiced, a vote for Trump is racist.
I would say, and I would argue conversely, I consider myself anti-war. I really do. I genuinely do not see the point of it at all. And yet I voted for Hillary Clinton. Now, I voted for someone who is not anti-war. Which means that I inherently supported war with my vote, and I'm okay with that. I am. But the thing is, that's the thing that makes me crazy about the Trump supporters who are like, "Well, no, I'm not racist. I'm not anti-trans. I'm not anti, you know, women. I'm not this and that. I don't think sexual harassment. I voted for him because he's going to bring jobs back." It's like, but he's also all those other things. Yeah. You can't pick and choose. You didn't vote for a guy who was like half of a guy. It's all of it. So own up to what you voted for, and the rest of us should do that too.
Well, and if you're not racist and you voted for Trump, if you have to put your behavior where your language is. And if you're like, well, I voted for Trump because he did this one thing, but I don't believe that any of these other things should happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the person that needs to show up at the town hall for your Republican congressman and your Republican senator and say, you know what? I don't want Obamacare.
Oh, they're not doing
away.
Those anymore.
Yeah. You can show up, but no one's going to be there.
They're not going
to. Yeah. They're scared.
So it becomes a problem that even if people have spoken up, but because people have spoken up, they've decided the best option is to not listen.
No, they are inherently supporting white supremacy because, I mean, and did we know Bannon was in this during the election?
He was involved in the election.
But beyond, did we know that he was, I mean, we could assume.
You never know who they're going to pick for their cabinet posts until after.
He also went through a lot of staff. There was a lot of turnover during his election.
Weird.
Bid. Yeah, I wonder why.
His staff got more and more white supremacist as he went.
And the thing is, the Klan endorsed him, and he never said anything about that. And that to me is like, the fact that when the Klan is like, we endorse Trump, and Trump didn't say, hey now, you know.
What he said was, I didn't ask for them to endorse me.
Sure, that's fine.
That's different.
It is different. It's very different than, I don't agree with that, and I don't care if they endorsed me. That's not why you should, It's, and even just today, Pence finally spoke out about the anti-Semitism things that have been happening across the country. Mm-hmm. And who? Pence. Who gives a shit? Like, the fucking president can't even be bothered to stop golfing to say
something.
He actually
went to the cemetery in St. Louis and helped repair
Which
some of the damage.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
He's still a trash person, but I mean, like, you know.
I mean, it's amazing, or it's, you know, the basic human dignity thing to do when you're
at least he's pretending
president.
He cares.
Yeah.
But I have seen more support from Muslim communities to the Jewish community and vice versa than I have seen. And maybe it's media, but I doubt it because Christians are very vocal about the work that they do for other groups.
Yeah.
So
almost ironically so.
Christians, I'm calling you out. If you did something for Jews or Muslims since Trump has gotten supported and people have been attacked, I want to hear from you.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
Because it seems really silent.
Or if you know what, since not a lot of people who listen to this show are, you know, religious, if you heard about something in your community, if you saw a news article, if you, you know, please let us know, comment, because I would love to gather some of that and, you know, see if there's actually other help. But I think you're right. I think a lot of it is that way because it's marginalized groups helping marginalized groups. Mm-hmm. It's the same reason that, you know, it makes me so angry when, like that Milo Yipopopismus guy, like saying, being against, I don't care, being against trans people and being against women in general because he doesn't care. He doesn't. Yeah. And that to me is just like, fuck you, dude. Like, oh, not now that you've got rights and it's easy for you to be you, like, you can show up on, like, in walking in the public wearing boas and earrings and makeup and everything and no one cares.
It's easy to be gay.
No, but not I'm just saying, now that he obviously feels it's easier.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. It's, and to, yeah, it makes me angry.
He was senior editor at Breitbart. And his
it was
and I mean staunch conservative. He fit all their check boxes. You know, it was Islamophobic, transphobic, racist, xenophobic. But he, I mean, is gay. There's a little bit of a contradiction there.
Yeah.
His speaking tour was called the Dangerous Faggot Tour.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he isn't a journalist. He's a provocateur. He feeds on attention. And I think there's some similarities that can be drawn there to the president.
And to the alt-right, into the Nazi movement. Because that's a big part of it, is getting attention and getting, and trolling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then the thing that gets me the most is these people are like, you know, they're trolling, they're attacking people. And then when someone attacks them, they're like, whoa, I need an apology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
these snowflakes can't handle it, except they're the biggest snowflakes of all.
Yeah, I read, there was an interaction with a friend on Facebook, and there was one conservative who went on and on about how nasty liberals were. And every time he said how nasty liberals were, he used the word libtard.
And I'm like,
well, wait, if you're going to use that word every time you refer to liberals, then you have, I think...
Yeah.
Given up the right to call liberals nasty.
Yeah.
At least any more nasty than you are.
Yep.
And certainly there are people on my side of the political divide that are nasty.
Oh,
that
sure.
Are, I mean, there are as many liberal assholes as conservative assholes.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I've read some comment threads lately that are like people being like, bunch of fucking Trump supporters with their tiny dicks they can't even get out of their tiny hands sucking off cocks all over. It's like super like this? Jesus. Like that's like, not necessary.
I'll admit that like the left trolls go up to 10, just as high as like the conservatives trolls go up to 10.
Sure.
But like there are fewer 10s.
It seems that way, and I'll grant that...
the mean is the same.
I'll grant that in as much as I try to not make my Facebook wall an echo chamber, and I try to... I don't automatically get rid of friends who are conservative, and I try to read what they say and understand it.
Mm-hmm.
When I see arguments between conservatives and liberals on my friends' Facebook pages, what I tend to see is... a lot of name calling from conservatives and a lot less from liberals. But that is my echo chamber. I don't know that that's real.
I don't give a fuck if my Facebook page is an echo chamber anymore because I realized, I was thinking about this just a few weeks ago and realizing, so before there was social media, you didn't have to argue with people all the fucking time. You didn't. Maybe you had a racist uncle or a conservative grandfather or something, and every now and then you'd go and have dinner and you'd have to, like, maybe politics would come up.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you just didn't need to discuss it with anybody. You didn't care what people thought. I didn't need to read a news article in the paper and find out that 100 people decided to use the N-word today, about even though there were no black people in this article at all, but because someone has a name that they've decided. You know, it's so crazy. And, like, I think that to some degree, I don't think that... the world was doing... you know, just the same before we had social media where we had everybody and their fucking mother chiming in about what they thought about this particular thing. And I don't think I should have to take everybody's opinion as seriously.
And I
shouldn't have to value every person in this world because I never did before.
And I'm not saying that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
No, but a lot of people are.
But what I'm saying is from my perspective and realizing that I am liberal, that I have a strong liberal bias, I'm still trying to go... what I perceive is a lot of nastiness from the right.
Yep, agreed.
And not as much nastiness from the left. And I recognize that I exist in at least something of an echo chamber that makes it difficult to really know whether or not that perception is accurate.
So counterpoint, I did a lot more examination, probably after Trump got elected, but a little bit before. Looking at the things my friends post, my liberal friends post, and trying to take the other side's opinions a little more seriously. And what I saw when I looked with a more critical eye is that my friends, my liberal friends, post a lot of bullshit. Lot of bullshit. Like, you could do a
little... Define bullshit. Like wrong things? Or, like, they post a lot of cat pictures?
No.
Okay. I guess I meant, like...
Cat
like,
pictures aren't bullshit, Molly. Like they're actually pictures of cats. That's what I'm saying.
Like, they post a lot of fluff, or they post like, wrong news.
News. Okay. Political disambiguation that leads you to a false assumption.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been looking at the clickbait news a lot more often, and I see that's a lot of what the other side is viewing from us.
And vice versa.
Yeah. I see Tommy, whatever fucking name is, you know.
Oh, yeah, the food babe.
Yeah. Milo, and these other terrible human beings, and while I agree more with their agenda, I have to be more critical of the things I read from my side that feed into my belief system, because they're misleading and they're drawing their own conclusions, and it's clickbaity, and it's, oh, look at this Republican senator who said this. And I was like, well, you're stretching that really far to make it agree with your ends, you know? And a lot of my friends are reposting that stuff.
People read headlines. Yeah, they don't read articles. I got caught by that a couple times. Yeah. And Nick would be like, that's not a real thing. If it ends in .co, like if it's New York Times,
A bunch of them that end.
And it was like, if it ends in .co, it's usually not. That's what it was. It was NewYorkTimes.com.co.
Not .co, but it was like Politico or something
What
I find is when I'm looking at a site that I know has a liberal bias is that what I'm doing is going, all right, well, this looks bad, and I'm looking for source. And if I can get down to the root source and find out, you know, what did they actually say? And maybe what they said is pretty awful, or maybe the bill that they're talking about is pretty awful. And then I'm gonna be upset about it.
So here, quick, I'm sorry, go ahead.
An example of this I saw the other day was a friend of ours who works at the Renaissance Festival shared a link that was like, U.S. drivers soon able to legally hit protesters with their car.
That one.
Yeah.
And now I was like, oh, shit, I want to read that. I read it. There were comments on both sides. There were people who were saying, like, this is bullshit, my First Amendment rights. And then there were fucking sociopaths saying, haha, hit protesters.
Fuck them, they're in the road.
You know, bloodthirsty fuck faces.
Pussies, they wouldn't do shit.
No, they wouldn't. But when I read the article, what it was is some guy proposed a bill in Tennessee that hasn't been voted on and isn't gonna pass, saying that you can, if someone is threatening your car or jumps in your way of your driving at a protest and you hit them, you're not responsible. And then the bill, it's in the guy's proposal, he says, you know, obviously anyone intending to hurt or cause harm is still, like, is still guilty of fucking manslaughter or whatever.
It's a nonsense bill that's going nowhere.
All it is signaling to their Republican supporters saying, you know, I know you hate Black Lives Matter. One of their tactics is to block traffic.
Yep.
Let's all hate Black Lives Matter together.
And the thing is, that dude who authored that bill is a douchebag. The people who he's sending up a flag to are douchebags, and you have a right to be pissed off about that.
But
that doesn't mean that the entire country is going to hell in a handbasket. It doesn't even mean that Tennessee is going to hell in a handbasket.
As it got shared around Facebook, in the U.S., you can hit people. There's a law, new law, that says you can hit people with your car, you know, at protests. And it's totally false. It's totally clickbait. And that was my comment, was that isn't what this is. This is a clickbait headline. When people put, friends of mine post something that's blatantly true, I will often say things like, this is sharing this is irresponsible, you should consider deleting it, because it's false for, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it happens. I mean, I've had good luck with that.
I think that we as liberals hit a risk right now, because the conservatives are using the flag of fake news all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
And it means that every time we share something that has a headline that isn't accurate, every time we fail to understand the nuances of something that we're talking about, somebody's just going to say, oh, well, that's fake news. Well, and it's like, well, that isn't necessarily true.
The worst part of that is that it doesn't, I mean, to some degree, I agree, we have to be more vigilant. But we are at a point where we have, I don't even know what word to use for the president, to be
honest.
Reality
denier.
Yeah, I mean, like just someone who is delusional. Because yeah. he's such a megalomaniac that now anything that isn't what he wants it to be is fake, isn't real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Polls, not real. Numbers, statistics, not real. Literally people quoting and saying things, they didn't really say that. I mean, it's
quoting
just,
himself back to him.
Yeah.
I never said that.
Yeah, video! Oh, they altered this. Doctored video. Fake news. Like, I just don't... It's like, bitch, we are watching you do this. Like,
so does it matter if we have that vigilance, if it's all going
to
be dismissed anyway?
But it's almost like the cart... But, you know, it's like closing the barn doors after the horses are gone. Because that's... Yeah. I mean, it's and I feel... The thing I was going to... I just wonder, like, you know, we've been saying it's been this last 10 to 15 years that this kind of thing has become more on the rise. I wonder how much social media is... Like, if we didn't have that, if today they pulled the plug on Facebook, pulled it, just it's gone, pulled Facebook, pulled Reddit.
Productivity at all-time high.
But for real, like, if those three sites were just fucking gone, I wonder how elections would change. And I wonder what the political landscape of the country would, how it would change. Because this is the kind of shit, like, this shit, these you used to have to find these people by going to, you know, writing away from magazines and trying to, like, find them on,
well,
you know, telnets
and
stuff.
Just yesterday, Google removed all of natural news from its search results.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Satirical news is killing me. I fell for that. I fell for something that was
satire. I've fallen for satire.
And it was
once.
Just like, oh, for because
it was bad satire.
Yep.
It was like.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, along with the rise of social media, not just conservative, racist assholes, whatever. Mm-hmm. It gave this window for people who are fucking weird to find other fucking weird people just like them and then get together and talk about how awesome it is to be fucking weird together. And then like, no, it's great. We now have our own echo chamber and we're not going to change who we are.
Which is great for like, if you're super into a certain comic that no one's ever heard of, or you're really into a band that like most people don't love.
If you have a medical condition and you're looking for support and sympathy.
But not so much when you hate black people and you really want someone else to talk about how much you hate black people.
Yeah.
Let me
tell you what I use to burn down black churches, friend. Like, that's the kind of
thing. Or like, here's how you get away. Here's how you signal. Here's how you get away with.
Yeah.
So it's like,
here's how you make the white power
hand
signal. When you're...
Right now, I want to point out that was satirical.
Those were satirical quotes being attributed to a hypothetical Nazi.
I know it's hard to figure out what satire is these days, but that was satire.
Yeah.
You can tell because it said like right at the bottom, way down in the little teeny tiny thing after 8 pages of ads. So I genuinely wondering, like, what do we do about the people? There have to be Jews who voted for Trump, right?
I'm looking at a quote from one right now.
I know there was a billboard I saw the week of the election that said Chinese Minnesotans for Trump, and I was like, what are you doing?
before this, I read an article about a guy who traveled around the country and talked to 100 Trump supporters of all types, religious backgrounds, gender, everything.
White, male, white, straight,
racist,
no, actually,
male.
Muslims, Jews, Mexicans, women.
Muslims voted for Trump.
Muslims voted for Trump.
Wow.
I'm not fucking with you. And black people.
He literally said in his campaigning that Muslims were ruining the country.
Yep.
But I mean, like, also, think if you had, like, an extremely conservative, like, everything else about what the Republican platform stands for, except for the anti-Muslim part, works with any sort of religious conservative extremism, including Muslim conservative extremism.
Yeah, but, man.
So, I just want to read a couple quotes here, because I think they're really telling. It gives you a view into the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jewish libertarian whose grandparents were Holocaust survivors. Over the last few years, the mainstream left has resorted to name-calling and character assassination instead of debate anytime their positions are questioned. This atmosphere became extremely oppressive and threatening to people like myself who disagree with many of Obama's policies over the past several years. Intelligent debate has become rare.
And he voted for Trump.
And he voted for Trump.
Oh, my God.
That was going to be intelligent debate.
I know. That's what I do. I'm like, oh, my God.
This one is more interesting to
okay.
me. This is obviously from a person of color.
Okay.
Brown people are always the out crowd. I think subconsciously part of the reason I supported him was a way to be in the in crowd for once.
Okay. Mm. Weird.
And that tells you something about the people who voted.
This is a struggle I had with the fact that 54% of white women, like a majority of white women, voted for him. And all I can, to me, that was so anathema. I mean, I don't use the term gender traitor very often because I don't like it, but I felt like they were fucking gender traitors because that man was so, he is so misogynist, like outwardly, openly, casually, formally. Like I just,
misogyny. It doesn't just need to come from the from men. It
right.
takes women who
oh,
say,
yeah.
no, it's fine. I don't see a problem.
Yep.
And
he ain't talking about me. Like, he doesn't mean me. I don't need to worry about it. Yeah.
And I get that because if you don't experience what you perceive or I perceive as misogyny, you're not going to care about it. It's not going to be an issue to you because you haven't experienced
it. Well, and the thing is they don't even know they've experienced it because that's just how they think women should be treated.
Or,
and that's what is so hard
for it's not a priority to them. Yeah. I mean, it could just be a thing that they don't care about, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's not on their radar.
And I'm not going
to... woke, Molly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fault people for not caring about something they haven't experienced. If you haven't experienced, people trying to kill your entire race, you're probably not as concerned about it as I am.
You haven't officially experienced that, to be honest, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's what's so crazy to me is like, it's like, did you?
I read history books.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
and then I get worried.
Yeah, like the president literally said, "You can do anything you want to him. You can grab him by the pussy. You can do whatever you want." Yeah. And that is happening now. That's you. Every woman in this country experienced misogyny on that day.
But, I mean, okay, I feel like. The Holocaust and genocide can be a part of someone's culture. Without them directly experiencing it, it can have influenced...
I wasn't trying to say Nate doesn't get to be worried about
well, not
that
Nate.
Stuff.
I'm talking
I'm
about
just saying,
real Jewish.
I'm just saying, because he said directly experienced, I just want to make sure we all agree you don't have to directly experience something to be afraid of.
I think the important thing to remember is Nate's only half Jewish, and that means they wouldn't come after him first.
They would come after everyone in this room. So, yeah. We're all dead. We're literally on an atheist show, and also none of us are Ubermensches. So, we're all dead. I have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I'm dead.
We're part of the problem, Tim. Yeah. We're part of the problem.
I'm talking about priorities. I'm just saying maybe we aren't the top priority. We might have a little while.
That's maybe.
And we live pretty close to the Canadian border.
The thing is, we're all passing, so that's all. Yeah. That's
true.
Until Molly opens her mouth, and then they're like, "Oh, that mouthy broad's an atheist."
Until I wolf whistle at a girl who walks by, and they're like, "What?
Did she just say Jesus is a cunt? Get her!"
Did she just say, "If I were Jesus, I would have fucked Mary seven ways to Sunday"? Like, what?
You know, I think. We could talk about the rise of the alt-right all day.
His mother,
I
mean,
haven't even touched on, we already touched on punching Nazis in a different episode, but it is actually time to get to five questions.
No.
Yes.
Really? Amazing.
Five questions. And Nathan, you've been on our show before, and that means it is your turn to ask us five questions.
Questions. Huzzah.
I'm mad with power.
Came up with some that I hope will throw you off.
Oh, I'm excited.
And make you think a little bit about your life. So,
what are you even doing here?
I love the way you're trying to be all centrist. I'm trying to think about the other people.
Question number one, what are you even doing?
So, if you're playing along at home, answer these questions yourself.
All right.
If you had to join a hate group, what hate group would you join?
This is an uncomfortable question.
I knew this question was coming, and the problem is I don't know that many hate groups.
Well, you need to get out more.
If I had to join a hate group, is there, I mean, like, I know that the conservatives like to say that there is, but is there actually, like, an all-women, like, hating men group? Is there even anything like that? I'm trying to think if there's any...
feminists?
I'm trying to think of anything that I can even...
I'm trying to find, like, a quick, like, a list of...
What's the term for the super, like, the... I'm forgetting the, you know, like, the all-sexes rape...
Oh, the Dworkins? That's Andrea Dworkin. That was her, like, essay, really, was, like, about that. All pornography is rape. All sex is rape. Yeah.
Shit, I'm a terrible human being.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I was before, but
I've
now
watched
even worse.
So much rape.
I've watched so much rape. I have thought about so much rape.
Wait. The Southern Poverty Law Center says there are black separatist hate groups. Hang on, wait.
You're gonna be one of them? I don't think they want you.
No, but that'd be great. I'd be like, yeah, out with the white people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, is there
You'd be
a,
the White Panther.
I'd want to be a race traitor or a gender traitor of some kind. Like, I would, the young, not really an anarchist, but the young rebellious Nick in me would be like, go the other way and go extreme, and not like go right wing and be like a white fucking, you know, Nazi hate group guy, but like, nah. Go join the other people and take down Whitey. Like, I would... I think... Is that an option?
Yeah.
So, if I'm joining a race group...
just a hate group.
If I'm joining a hate group, do I have to agree with them? Or am I just joining them because somebody's like, put a gun in my head?
You have to join one. Which one do you... So, basically, which one do you find the most palatable? Is really the question.
If you want to join, like, Israel, and that's... I'm probably going to get in trouble for that, but if you want to join Israel, because they're borderline...
The pro-Israel, pro-Palestine people are on opposite ends of an insane spectrum, so no, it's
there,
not...
There has to be some Muslim group that's super anti-Christian.
Yeah.
I
think it's called ISIS. So Tim's saying he would join ISIS. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. That's what I would do. I would join ISIS. That's what I would do.
The goal is to take down the Western world.
Yeah, fuck it. I would join ISIS. I know they don't. That's you know, because fine. Yeah, if I'm putting a gun in my head and I have to join something, I might as well strap a bomb to myself and go do some
shit.
What
if you joined and they all quit?
I could probably make that happen. Do they like
that's what SNL's trying to do right now.
Do they like pretend tap dancing? Because I'm really bad at it.
I'm going through this list of hate groups. I'm like, oh, the creativity movement, that sounds dope. Oh, they're about the advancement of the white race under creativity. Oh, that's not...
Good luck, white race.
That's not a very creative title.
I guess...
How creative can it be if your palate's only white?
Something like maybe the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
Not that they would take me, but if I'm being
forced, might, though. They might just need a white guy to make fun of a lot. Like,
In my youth,
you'd be like a Shabaskoy, but
the Black Panthers Shabaskoy.
You're the one that like one of us has to go down and like say something to that cop, but none of us want to do it. Hey, white boy, go talk to that cop for us. Like, none of us feel like dealing with that authority.
So when I was younger, I was super into the American Indian movement, AIM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actively wanted to become a part of it because I was really just insanely obsessed with how they had been treated.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, it's awful. And so I was looking for ways to join and help with the Indian movement. And, like, I got nowhere.
Oh,
no
man.
One wanted anything to do with me.
I get that.
It was like, oh.
That's a good question, Nate. Yeah.
It's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable question.
I'm going ISIS. I'm going full ISIS, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's not kidding, FBI.
Question number two.
If you could be any minority other than the one you already are.
Thanks.
Molly, what would you be?
If I could be any minority.
Any minority.
What would I be?
Any. When you mean minority, you mean like a group that is.
Not white, straight.
Doesn't have
male.
The same privileges as.
Not a cis white, straight man.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just keep it to America because. I mean, I could go be me somewhere else and be a minority.
I think I would just. I'd be a trans dude. Because I feel like that's the...
Wait,
that would be, like, the closest...
So you would still be male.
Yeah.
You'd just be a trans man.
Yep. Because I feel like I identify as a dude, I identify as a white guy, I identify as straight, and I feel like none of that would change if I was trans. All that would change is a little bit of genetic background stuff.
You'd look different, that's for sure.
I'd look different, yeah. Sure, absolutely. My beard might not be as full as early in my life. But I feel like that would be a way that I would keep, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I don't know. That's a really fucking hard question.
This sounds really weird.
It's an uncomfortable question.
I often wanted to be deaf. Not wanted to be deaf, but like I took ASL as a kid. I was super, as in college, as a kid, I was like super, super like obsessed with like Linda on Sesame Street and stuff like that. I thought it was really crazy cool. And I've always wanted to experience like that. Just like, just no sound input sometimes sounds nice. But like, I if I had to pick a minority, I think that's probably what I would go with.
You're the girl from Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Oh no, the blow to her head made her deaf, so she's super happy. Yep.
God,
I love that movie.
I think I would probably want to be a woman because I don't think you know I consider myself
being a woman is tits.
Well, sure. I consider myself a feminist, but I don't think, as a guy, there's so much about that experience I don't understand, about the differences in you know, physically, you know, it just, I don't get it, and I never will.
You want to know firsthand why no one wants you to glue your labia shut.
Right.
You want firsthand knowledge of how fucking stupid that is.
Yeah, psychologically, I understand it. Yeah. Psychologically, I get it.
I mean, you've been down there. You're familiar with this situation.
I understand the anatomy to the point that I'm like, that doesn't seem like it would work, but...
But you've never felt your labia be glued together.
I don't have a labia I can glue shut. I would like to...
Give that a shot.
So I guess
someone get Tim a glue stick.
Thank you.
And Pat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see that.
As a white dude, it's like I could pick literally anything.
That's an uncomfortable question.
Yeah.
It is. If I had a runner-up, being black, I think, or just brown even in general in America, is such a singular experience that I feel is a more American experience than being white. And so I, being not necessarily black, but you know, black or brown, I wouldn't put Asian in that category, but I would put black or Hispanic, I think, is a more authentically American experience. And I would really enjoy having that experience.
Yeah.
I mean, she says with all her white privilege and none of the problems.
You would value that experience.
Value that experience.
I think it's worth noting that the nature of this question and how it is a little bit of an uncomfortable question in discussing, like, which minority or underrepresented group we would be a part of as if we were picking X-Men powers is an uncomfortable and kind of like offensive thing.
It's sort of the height of white privilege to sit here and be
it totally
what
is.
Minority sounds the most fun?
Yeah, right.
Totally.
If you had to be a minority, which one would be the best?
Yeah.
So I just, I feel like
it's
worth...
Fair. It's fair.
We should point that out. We're not unconscious of it.
I picked that question because generally we are not.
It's
worth discussing.
It is.
Yeah.
And not. I don't think any of you picked something that was because it's fun.
No.
It wasn't. Right. It's because it would be.
Or because I think they have it easier. It's not like I want to be an Asian girl because then I could go to any college I wanted or something awful. Yeah. Like it's
no, we weren't.
Yeah.
For being someone who was raised half Jewish, I got the easiest of minority.
Yeah.
Blood I could get unless things go a really certain way this next couple years.
To be honest, I feel the same way being female with a strong mother, single mother for most of it, who raised me and had a career and everything. Like I never felt downtrodden as a woman my whole life, really. There's just been some times where I'm like, what? Like, to people, but
yeah.
Number three.
What do you hate about your own political party's ideology? Or what do you disagree with?
Yeah, I mean, I guess ideologically, you know, and I call myself a Democrat just because there isn't any other political party that I think fits everything I believe. But my biggest problem with the Democratic Party...
Other than not winning.
Yeah.
losing out of it.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with the Democratic Party is that it, because of the perception that the Democrats are soft, they are, in most cases, tougher in a lot of areas than the Republicans. They are less likely, in my opinion, to cut defense spending, even though defense spending is out of control and unnecessary at the rates that we have it. Mm-hmm. They are more likely, and Obama is a fine example of this, to deport aliens. They have this tendency to be super hawkish because there's this perception that they shouldn't be, that they aren't. And it bothers me that the public thinks being hawkish is a strength.
I get that.
Or they don't want to appear weak. Do you know?
Go ahead if you have one.
I had it for a second there at least. I think I lost it.
I'll go.
Yeah, please.
For me, it is the inability to speak out, to just not be religious. And this, like, fucking, I don't like the lip service paid to things like American flag pins and God Bless America. And so I guess maybe it's lip service is more what I don't like. The idea that, like, that we have to coddle everyone. We have to, you know, make sure everyone feels included, except not really. When we say everyone, we mean Christians and we want to be, and just the, like, I don't know, just the concept that they can't, that no one has ever been like, you know what, I'm not going to say, you know, God bless America, even though we don't go, that you have to go to church, you have to do all this stuff. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that's not quite the right way to put it, but it's in that soft thing. For me, it's more like they are soft in too many places. Yeah. I feel that it's not, the hawkishness is also a problem, but I wish they were just strong and not fucking lapdogs.
I wish they would fucking stand up for what they believe.
Yes.
It's like liberals seem embarrassed to be liberals. Yeah. Conservatives are never embarrassed.
No, and like, I wish that Hillary had said, he is a misogynist, he's a liar. He, you know, and just fucking said it straight up instead of this, like, well, I don't know if I always agree with Donald Trump. Fuck you. Don't even give him a little bit of, he doesn't deserve, like, that kind of shit. Like, yeah.
To be fair, I think a lot of his contenders for the presidential bid on the Republican side did the same thing.
Sure.
Not a single one of them called him out on it.
No, they never do. Democrats never do.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons Kerry lost. It's one of, you know, it's just because
That's back to Ronald Reagan, where, you know, Republicans first. We don't turn on each other or criticize the Republican candidate. We put the party first, and you know,
yeah.
I kind of have a two for that. My big one is probably resorting to half measures or this slow creep to the right in compromise.
Yes.
If you look at Obamacare, for example, the Affordable Care Act is a Republican plan that is very conservative, that is not very progressive at all.
Nope.
That was pushed by Republicans for years and years and years. But we've had this slow creep to the right. And what happens is, you know, Republicans, you know, plant their feet in the sand and say, no, absolutely not. And so all the Democrats move to the right to accommodate them. And that happens over and over and over. And eventually now what seems moderate is actually far to the right. They keep on adding more weight to the scale and hitting that tear button.
And Democrats are doing nothing to bring it back the other side.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is really big for this past few months is, I this is a quote I heard, and I can't remember who said it. I wish I could attribute it. But it's, when the Republicans lose, they blame their candidate. When the Democrats lose, they blame their voters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, like, Mitt Romney when he lost, it was like, we picked a weak candidate, you guys. We need to revamp our party and come at this and pick someone better.
Yeah.
And when Hillary lost, it was, you know, you voted for Jill Stein and you didn't support her.
Yeah.
And you voted for Bernie.
And not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah. Fucked us all.
Or you wrote in Bernie and didn't support Hillary when the day came.
Yep.
And all this shit.
Turn.
What happens when the conservatives lose is they... they go back to the drawing board and come at it with a new plan or a new strategy.
Yeah, that's
when the Democrats lose, they fucking turn on each other. And it's incredibly morale-breaking. It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah, I get that. Question four.
Question four. I'm going to make it a little bit more lighthearted here.
Hey.
What nice. About your favorite animal do you hate other than not having one?
Damn it. mine's easy for goats. It's the poop. Like, that's the number one reason that I have any qualms about maybe getting a goat.
Is goat poop really bad?
No, it's just that they don't use litter boxes or anything. They just poop everywhere they walk. They're outside animals. And I don't know if you can train them to be housebroken or anything like
Go
that.
Toilet.
Yeah, I don't know, but like you, okay. If I was going to have a goat, I'd basically have to like live somewhere with enough land to keep them outside and a heated barn and all that kind of nonsense.
A dog door, but for goats.
See, that's, yeah, I mean, you're still going to have pellets in your house. That's everyone.
Goat pellets everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I watch, I subscribe to the goats subreddit, and see, I know, but like the people who have goats and stuff, and like whenever they post pictures of the interior of their house where there's a goat or whatever, you can always see poop in the picture. Always poop. And I just feel like that's, if goats pooped like dogs, and you could take them out every few hours and they could be housebroken, I'd be way more into it.
Herbivores just drop as they go everywhere.
Yeah,
little pellets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I do that. I'm a vegetarian, folks.
I don't know.
What's your favorite animal?
I think my favorite, animal is, I was going to say cats, but I mean, I've always, like the animals that I've always obsessed about are whales.
Ooh.
And I guess the thing that I like the least about whales is that I can't have one.
No.
They're not land accessible.
They live in the water.
You're landlocked.
It's hard to find a fucking whale.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to see a whale, you have to go on like a whale watching excursion, and then you only get to see like their fucking blowhole.
Yeah. Or, as opposed to the breeding.
Tim wants to see some whale penis, goddammit.
I want to see a whale dong. What the hell?
I get that.
Like, you know, the animal that I think is the coolest, I can't actually see.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I like, that's a good one.
I don't know what my favorite animal is.
I have pups
are my favorite dogs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why do you hate,
by the way, if cats were my favorite,
I'd that's it. That's it though. That's the,
if cats were my favorite, I hate cat barf. I just want to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If I were to say pugs, I mean, my least favorite thing about pugs is that they're a purebred, inbred monstrosity race that like, or breed, I should say, that like, I don't, please don't take that out of context.
I just want there to be all sorts of sound clips from this show.
Oh God.
On the internet.
No.
Such horrible.
My career in politics.
Career at Breitbart.
I feel bad supporting like a breeder's kind of, because you know, breeding purebred pugs is kind of a shitty thing ethically. I could be convinced of that, but also like, you know, their nature's adorable little inbred clowns.
You like otters.
I like bears more than
otters.
Bears? I think.
They hibernate.
They're big and they're.
That's what you like about them, or you don't like about them?
I do like.
What don't you like about bears?
They would murder me if I were to like. I can't like go high five a bear and then cuddle up with it in a cave and nap.
I bet they would always smell
the hibernating
like
bear.
Salmon.
Yeah,
probably,
bears
probably
smell really
good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Their claws are like finger long and will rend me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be bear murdered.
I'll keep all my clothes on when I murder you. Question five.
Question five, and I feel like I misthought up this something. I screwed up when I came up with
this. It's a horrible question. Fuck
you. People are too smart for me. If you could eradicate a group of people based on one identifier, what group of people would that be? Here's your soundbite, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So wait, now, hang on.
Yeah.
When we say eradicate.
Yeah, they're gone. All of them.
Could it just be they stop holding that belief?
Nope. They're,
so, do they blip out of existence or do they die?
They are dead.
Am I gassing them or something?
Sure.
Am I rounding them all up?
Yep.
No. I just...
Yeah, could it's
it
a
be,
holocaust
could
attack.
It be,
okay.
It, does it have to be, or could it just be magical, painless, boop, they're gone?
No, you have to look them in the eye.
So your question is, if you could holocaust a group of people based on one,
God damn it,
one
identifier.
Yeah.
God damn it, Nate.
I got mine. Pedophiles. I'm down. I'm sorry. I've said it before, and I took some heat. I've said it before on this show. Pedophiles who have acted on it, like actually molested children, touched children.
Took
naked pictures, whatever it is.
Yep.
They were physically involved with a child personally, not just benefited from child porn or anything like that. That's what I would say is
Tim's wildly gesturing at himself.
Pedophiles.
I got mine. I'm going to get mine.
Okay, good.
Pedophile. Yep. That's what I would, I would feel nothing. I would not
like
be
punching a Nazi. I completely agree.
Yeah.
With you.
I would be sad at the loss of human life, but I'd be more sad that they were pedophiles in the first fucking place. The first fucking place. Pedophiles.
I would eliminate prosperity gospel preacher.
No. Ooh, good. That's a good one.
Because I don't believe, a group for whom I would have no bad feelings. Mm-hmm. These people who are getting rich off of the poor and the vulnerable.
I got mine now. It's
distorting Jesus' word to do that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Distorting everything, and understand, I don't believe there's a lot good about Christianity, but there are good things about Christianity. Christianity can get people to do good things.
Sure.
But the prosperity gospel preachers, I don't believe, do anything but convince poor people and vulnerable people to give them money. I want them gone.
Yep, agreed.
Tim, I'm going to take yours one step further.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say anyone that claims to speak for God, or knows what God's opinion is on something.
Not just like I've read the Torah or the Bible and I'm interpreting.
Anyone who's like, my interpretation of the Bible is this and blah, blah, blah. Anyone who says, God says we kill the fags.
God talk
that,
to me.
Anyone who says that gets the option of you can go and seek professional medical mental health because you are delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you really honestly think you're talking to God and this isn't like some sort of just a mental illness,
go meet him.
Yeah.
Go meet,
you're either mentally ill or you're lying.
Yeah.
Right.
No, those are the two options. So the liars die, the mentally ill get help.
So you would save, Pope Francis, who has said he can't know the mind of God. So,
yeah.
He's fine.
If the
but Michelle Bachmann's gone.
She's gone.
Yes. Ted Cruz would be gone.
WBC people.
Donald Trump would be gone. Anyone who's ever said God wants me to be president would be gone.
Yeah, I agree, because I think if you're claiming that, especially when it's God wants me to be the best at this thing. Like,
But if it's I think I would be the best president for the nation, blah, 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 because God, blah, 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 that's different.
I want to know just that last question.
Yeah. Well, cheers.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Just for that last
douche
one.
Nodded. Damn it.
Yeah.
This question's awful.
Yeah.
You have to fucking
women who won't date Nate. That's the or no, wait. Women who have rejected Nate. That's the
no, that's fine. Yeah. They have good reasons for it.
Oh,
Jesus. Damn it. I didn't even think about this one.
That's all right. Sorry to spring it out.
Would I eradicate? People who would honestly kill in malice. So anyone who would take the life of someone else because they feel righteous, because they feel they have the right to do
so. Like an
so.
In cold blood thing? Not like a crime of passion, like I got into a big fight with somebody when I was drunk and accidentally shot him.
Like the people who would kill people just because they're black, the people who would kill people just because they cut them off in traffic.
Yeah.
The people who would,
The people who gleefully say things like, well, I'd like to see them try that protest in my town. I've got four shotguns and two
Not the people who say it.
The people who actually do it. So no precog Minority Report rounding up.
There is a difference between people who are defending the lives of their family, their country, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Defending the vulnerable.
Here's the challenge I'm going to give to you, which is most terrorists believe they're defending something and they're not killing for malice.
Right. Yep.
So they'd be fine.
Well, they don't get to make that choice, but
Grand Imperial Leader Nate does. So
that's good.
And honestly, this is the thing I'm going to say, that if I could eliminate, because I really feel like people who feel they murder with the voice of God at God's behest. If they murder because they feel justified based on some weird ideology and not in, well, that guy was trying to kill my daughter, rape my daughter.
Right.
No,
right.
I'm talking about the person who's, well, black people are taking my job, so I'm going to take kill.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know making this decision then makes me the person who's knowledgeably killing people. I would sacrifice myself to take those people with me and get them out of here.
Important.
Because
and I would die because the prosperity gospel preachers I am killing from malice.
Yeah. That's a good point. Good questions, Nate.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to answer those five questions, good luck.
Your answers are going to be written down on the internet, so have fun with that.
Please, please comment on our post and tell us what hate group you would join, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, thank you, Nate.
I think we're going to get a lot of answers about the animal one.
Yeah. And that was the last time Nate was on Geeks of the
If you'd like to talk about the rise of the alt-right, if you'd like to explain why we as liberals are
doing it all
wrong.
Wait, what's the alt-right?
The rise of the white supremacist Nazi fuckfaces.
God, I just can never remember.
I'm going to have to do a strike through in this title. Can you do that? The rise of the alt-right strike through.
I don't know if iTunes takes the strike through tag.
White supremacist strike through Nazi strike through.
Yeah.
I don't know. There'll be a name and it'll be great.
Yeah.
I am going
it'll
to remind you
so
that we still have a Patreon campaign that is so close to our first goal.
Yeah.
So close. And all we need is you, listener. I'm talking
literally
to you.
You,
just
George.
$2.
Deborah, George. Send us the money, Deborah. Yeah.
Teresa, come on.
Come on, Kelly.
James.
If Kelly. If you give us money, you'll become rich.
Oh.
And with that, we are done. We'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Alt-right sounds like a keyboard shortcut to racism.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
You can become more atheist.